Greening Law presents For Our Kids Legal Podcast, starring Robert L. Greening and moderated by Jordan Pryor.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jordan Pryor. This is attorney Robert Greening, and this is For Our Kids. It's going to be a new podcast that we're starting up where we go through and we talk about some malpractice issues, some negligence in regards to children and kind of what they can and can't do in the court. And we're going to hopefully have some guest speakers at some point, and we're going to have a lot of fun, aren't we, Robert?
We are.
All right. So I'm just going to dive straight into our questions. What rights do children have in our civil justice system?
So children have all the same rights as adults do when it comes to their claims to be made in the civil justice system.
Okay. And how exactly can a child go about filing a suit?
So, you know, children do have all the same rights as adults do, but let's take a negligence case, for example, because that's the kind of things that we do. We do negligence cases where children are hurt due to the negligence of somebody else. So when a child gets hurt, the parents have to bring the claim on behalf of the child, because a child can't bring a claim if they're under 18. So the parent, one or both parents, can bring that claim for the child. Okay. And also the parents have individual claims, especially for, there's a lot of them that they may have, but especially for the medical bills that happen as a result of injuries due to the negligence of others, because minors can't incur debt, so they can't pay those bills, they can't be charged for those bills until they're 18. So that's sort of the general way that a child would go about filing a lawsuit.
Okay. So now let's say a minor, probably 16 or 17, is injured due to negligence and the parents refuse to sue. Can the child do anything? What are their rights in that situation?
Okay, so if a child is older and can sort of start making their own decisions, but and they're 16 or 17, they still, under the law, can't bring a lawsuit until they're 18. So, and if a parent doesn't want to bring those claims, the child still has, in Texas, until they're 20 to bring a lawsuit. They have until 2 years after what's called the age of majority. And in Texas, the age of majority is 18. So they have 2 years after they turn 18 to bring those claims.
Okay. All right. So what can a child claim in a negligence claim?
So if a child is injured, let's say, for example, a child is injured in a car accident, and due to the negligence of the other driver, then the parents bring the claim on behalf of the child, and the kinds of injuries or damages that can be claimed are, the first thing is for medical expenses in the past and in the future. And the medical expenses would be claimed, those are the parents' claim, like I said, because the parents are the ones that can incur the debt on behalf of the child. But then once the child turns 18, let's say the child turns 18 during the pendency of the lawsuit, or maybe not, but you have evidence that after the age of 18, this child is going to continue to have to need medical treatment as a result of the car accident. Those claims are the child's claims. Those future medical claims are the child's claims, because after 18, the child will not be a child any longer and will be responsible for paying for those. So you claim past and future medical expenses, but then the child has claims also for the pain in the past and in the future that he or she has suffered as a result of the injuries that were due to, in our example here, the car accident. Also, the child has claims for past and future mental anguish, the mental anguish that the child has gone through as a result of the traumatic event that injured him. Physical impairment in the past and in the future. Physical impairment is like, let's say that the child has broken his leg in three places and can no longer do sports for a certain amount of time in high school, let's say. He's impaired from doing the kinds of things that he enjoys doing. That's physical impairment, and that's something that you ask a jury to compensate the child for. Disfigurement. Let's say that you have a case where a dog attacks the child and attacks the child on the child's face with his teeth, and there's permanent scarring on the child's face. That's disfigurement, and that's something that you can ask a jury for compensation for. And then loss of earning capacity. Let's say that a child is hurt in a horrible 18-wheeler accident, and the child is now has a brain injury as a result of this 18-wheeler accident, and is not going to be able to work for the rest of his life. That then what we do is we hire an economist to figure out, according to the facts of the case, what the child would have earned in his or her lifetime, and we ask the jury for compensation for that loss of earning capacity claim. So those are the basic damages in Texas that a child can claim, and the parents can claim on behalf of the child when they're hurt due to the negligence of somebody else.
Okay. And we've been talking about negligence a lot, but what does that mean exactly?
So negligence is a word that people use all the time. And I do think, I'm glad you asked me that question, because I don't think people know really what it means under the law in Texas. And so there's four elements of negligence. And you have to have all four of those in order to have negligence, and in order for a jury to find that the other side was negligent. And so here's the four elements. It's a duty that was breached that causes damages. So duty, breach, causation, and damages. So let's use the easy example again of, let's say, an 18-wheeler has hurt somebody in a bad car accident or bad 18-wheeler wreck. So the driver of that 18-wheeler has a duty to operate the 18-wheeler in a reasonable and prudent manner. Mm-hmm. The company that owns the 18-wheeler, the trucking company, has a duty to make sure that the 18-wheeler is, you know, up to code, and they've trained their drivers appropriately, and that they were acting as a reasonable and prudent common carrier on the roadway. And so that's the duty part. If there's evidence that duty has been breached in some way, they didn't train their driver appropriately, the driver is too tired, the driver has not taken the brakes that are required under federal law for the driver to take, the driver's been driving too long, the driver wasn't trained appropriately for the kind of load, what have you, then that duty has been breached. And so you've got the first two elements. And then the next thing is the breach of that duty has to cause damages. So if the 18-wheeler hits somebody, but the person that he hits isn't hurt in any kind of way, then you may have a duty that's been breached, but there's the last two prongs aren't there. There's no damage. So there's no duty, the breach didn't cause any damages. So you have to have all four things in order for there to be negligence. So that's what negligence means.
Whenever you're evaluating a case out of those four things, which one is normally the one that people are missing?
Well, it just really varies from case to case. I mean, sometimes we have people that call our office and they have catastrophic damages. But we can't find that there was a breach of a duty that caused those damages, because sometimes bad things just happen, and it's a freak accident or what have you, and there's no way to link it all up. Sometimes we have a really bad situation where, like I said, there may be a breach of a duty all day long by a trucker or a doctor or whoever, the hospital, whoever it is, whatever kind of case we're looking at. But luckily, the person calling, they're calling because they're upset that this duty's been breached, and they know a duty's been breached, but they're okay, they're not hurt. And so we can't help those people either, because we've got to have all four things to bring a case of negligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Attorney Robert Greening. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We will be back very soon, and definitely tune in next time for Our Kids.